الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا.
Allah is the one who alone deserves to be worshipped. He will gather every single one of you on the day of judgment, about which there is no doubt, in order to reward you for your actions. There is no one more truthful in speech than Allah.
فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
Why is it, O believers, that you have become two groups differing over how to deal with the hypocrites? One group wants to fight against them because of their disbelief, and another group wants to leave them because of their faith. You should not disagree over them, for Allah has returned them to disbelief and misguidance because of their actions. Do you wish to guide those whom Allah has not shown the truth? If Allah misguides anyone, you will never find a way to guide such a person.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
The hypocrites wish that you disbelieve in what was revealed to you as they have done, so that you can be equal to them in disbelief. Due to their animosity, do not take them as friends until they migrate in Allah's path, hence indicating their faith. If they turn away and continue with their bad actions, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them. Do not take from them any friend to help you with your affairs, nor anyone to assist you against your enemies.
إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا.
But you cannot act like this with those of them who join a people with whom you have a peace treaty, or those who come to you reluctant to fight against you or their own people. If Allah willed to give them power over you, He would have done so, and they would have fought you. Therefore, accept the safety that Allah has given you and do not interfere with them by killing or taking any one of them as captives. If they stay away without fighting you and they come to you to make peace, then Allah has not given you any authority to fight them or take any of them as prisoners.
ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا.
You, O believers, will find another group of hypocrites who pretend to have faith when they are before you in order to protect themselves. But they display their disbelief when they are with their people, so that they are safe from them as well. Whenever they are called to disbelief in Allah and to ascribe partners to Him, they plunge into it. These are the ones. If they do not keep away from fighting you, or if they do not make peace with you and restrain themselves to seize and kill wherever you find them, these are the ones whom Allah has given you a clear authority for seizing and killing them, because they are treacherous. Beneficial points. The occurrence of the final hour and the resurrection after death is the truth in which there is no doubt. It is Allah's true promise. The verses explain how to deal with hypocrites according to the situation and what is best. Migration in Allah's path is one of the most noticeable features of the believers and displays the reality of their faith. Striving in Allah's path will expose the hypocrites, as they will try to make excuses to remain behind.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَصَّدَّقُوا فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
It is unlawful for a believer to kill another believer, unless it occurs by mistake. If anyone kills a believer by mistake, he must free a believing slave as a compensation for his action. The relatives of the killer, who inherit from him, will be responsible for the blood money to be handed over to the successors of the victim, unless the successors give up the right. If the victim belonged to a people at war with you, but he was a believer, then the killer must free a believing slave and no blood money will be owed. If the victim was not a believer, but belonged to a people with whom you have a treaty, such as disbelievers living in an Islamic state, the relatives of the killer, who inherit from him, will be responsible for the blood money to be handed over to the successors of the victim. And the killer must free a believing slave as a compensation for his action. If he cannot find anyone to free or he cannot afford the price, then he must fast continuously for 2 consecutive months so that Allah accepts his repentance for what he has done. Allah knows the actions of his servants and their intentions, and he is wise in his legislation and planning.
وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
If anyone kills a believer deliberately intending to do so, his recompense will be hell to live there eternally. Allah will be angry with him, distance him from his mercy, and will prepare for him a great punishment for committing such a serious crime. The belief of the Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that if the killer is a believing Muslim, he will not literally remain in hell eternally, but he will be punished in it for a long period, and will then be removed from there through Allah's grace.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا ولا تقولوا لمن ألقى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا تبتغون عرض الحياة الدنيا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, when you go out to fight in Allah's path, be sure about the case of those you are fighting. Do not say to the person who displays something indicating that he is a believer, "You are not a believer. You only displayed Islam out of fear for your life and wealth," so that you then kill him in order to get the trivial goods of the world, such as the booty you acquire from this person after killing him. Yet Allah has much provision that is better and greater than this. In the past, you were also like this person, hiding your faith from the people. Then Allah favored you with Islam and protected your lives. So be careful, as Allah knows well what you do. Nothing is hidden from him, and he will reward you for your actions. Beneficial points. The Quran declares the sanctity of a believer's life and prohibits violation of it, with a warning of the most severe punishment for such a crime. The person who kills a believer by mistake will have to make amends by freeing a believing slave and paying monetary compensation to the successors of the victim. Allah, in His sacred law, has given a victim's successors the right to pardon a killer and give up the blood money. It is necessary to be careful when fighting and not be hasty in judging people, in order to ensure that an innocent person is not attacked. When making a judgment about people, their outside appearance is accepted and given preference. If a person pronounces their acceptance of Islam, this must be accepted, and he must be treated as a believer. His inside condition should be left for Allah to judge.